Hi, my name is Corey Gatling. I'm 20 years old. Today is April 27th, 2020, and I'm speaking with my mother, who is Robin Gatling, and we're recording in Yorktown, Virginia. And my mother is a kindergarten teacher for Hampton City Schools, and my first question is, what was the hardest transition from teaching in person to teaching online?
One of the hardest things was really not knowing how to do it. I didn't know anything about the Zoom lessons, mm-hmm. and also just not being face to face with that age of child, not really knowing how that was gonna play out. So that was a lot of unknown for quite a while. So that was one of the biggest things, is the age factor, and also just knowing enough about technology to make things happen.
Okay. Second question is it hard to keep kids interested while teaching them through a screen or via the Zoom lessons?
Actually, they've done very well. Once I started figuring out how to do the Zoom lessons, we actually have them, the lessons twice a day for 45 minutes in the morning and 30 at night, except on Friday we just do a morning lesson. And, you know, sometimes they get up and they'll move around. But for the most part, the students that participate in the lessons sit and listen. And I ask them questions and we read stories. We do our whole morning routine with the calendar and the weather and the pledge. So they stay pretty in tune because it's kind of like what we normally did in school. It's just, online. You know, it's online.
Yeah, so I'm sure they kind of look forward to it too.
Yeah, they do.
Probably bored. What are some ways you came up with to teach on the video? Is there any specific things for online?
Yep. So once I got the Zoom lesson down, we did our first lesson, and I was just kind of had some ideas of some things that I wanted to do. But after the first lesson, that was when I started figuring out that we were going to go ahead and do the pledge. We're going to do our calendar, our weather, just like we did in our morning routine. And then we went into what we would kind of do in small groups with doing a poem and a story and word families for the morning. And then we're doing math and science and social studies. So I had to kind of had to start figuring it out, but it's kind of worked its way out.
Next question is, do you think the kids are losing or gaining life experience while going through this pandemic for school?
Well, they may be gaining some life experience, but I do think we're definitely losing some by not being in school, because especially
we're not around people.
But also in kindergarten and actually in elementary school, we are so focused on small group, and it's really hard to differentiate as much as I would like being just with the students all together. We do some of it, but it's difficult, and that is so important at that age. So I can't do that as much as I really need to.
Okay. The next question is this the hardest obstacle you've had to overcome as a teacher? I know you've been teaching for a long time, so.
Yes, I've taught. This is 28 years I've taught, and I think it's probably one of the most difficult things I've
had
to.
Because it's new,
It's right, it's new, and me having to learn technology. I mean, we do a lot of technology, and I'm aware of a lot of things since we do our lesson plans and all of that, but it's really different teaching students on technology, because I can't do what middle school and high school students do, and even fourth and fifth, as far as giving assignments and having them do it and, you know, dropping it online and having it graded. I mean, this is all visually done.
And you didn't get any kind of like training?
No training, and it's still not mandatory. And honestly, we're doing almost more in kindergarten than some of the older grades in elementary school are doing. At least me, because it's not required. They're not requiring us to do it. It was something I started doing, and the kids are used to it. And the ones that join are kind of the same ones that get on there. And the only thing that's kind of sad is we have students that that cannot get on there either because they don't have devices. And that's been really difficult because I miss seeing them, and it's hard because they don't have what they need. So
all right, next question is, when do you think schooling will go back to normal? Do you think it's going to be like fall or next year?
Well, I really hope that fall that will start up. I guess my thinking is if we're able to start in the fall, I'm wondering if we're going to be in a wave where we're in there for a couple of months and things may get
worse again
and they may have to close. I'm just, that's a concern, is because I don't know what that's going to look like. And it's really a big unknown. I really want to go back to a normal routine.
Because there's benefits to both ways if you wait or don't wait.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree. All right.
Well, the last question I have is, what would this have been like if you were going through it while you were a kid?
I think if of course, when I was a kid, it would have been, I think, tremendously awful because we didn't have the technology. Mm-hmm. I mean, the only way we ever had, we had to communicate were letters and phone if you weren't seeing people face to face.
And you can't write letters.
You can't, and I know. I mean, I don't, you know, it would have been trying to teach children back then. I don't know that there would have been a whole lot other than dropping things off, which we've done some of that anyway, but I think it would have been extremely hard.
Yeah. It would have been interesting.
And if I were a kid myself, I can't imagine back then, because they're, at least now that you can see each other on the screens, you can text, there's some social interaction. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, thanks for talking to me, Mom.
You're welcome, Corey.